This is Faith for Today. One of the most charming characters in the Old Testament is a young Moabitish woman named Ruth. The book of Ruth is a story of her life. Ruth's husband died, and she returned with her mother-in-law, Naomi, to the land of Judah. When Naomi was preparing for the journey, she gave Ruth the option of going with her or of remaining in the country of Moab. The response of Ruth is well known. She had made her decision. She said, "Whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God." This decision of Ruth has affected the course of history. In the land of Judah, she became the bride of Boaz, who is described as a mighty man of wealth. As a result of this union, Ruth became the great-grandmother of David, Israel's mightiest king. She was also an ancestor of Joseph, the husband of Mary, the Lord's mother. What momentous results from one thoughtful decision. The decisions you and I make will not likely have as far-reaching results, but they are of great importance. Perhaps yesterday it was a family matter to be decided. Tomorrow, a decision in business. But at this moment, let us think about a spiritual decision. Are you able to use the language of Ruth and speak of God as my God? Ruth had been an idol worshiper, but she entered into a new relationship with God that changed her life and altered her destiny. You will experience as great a change when you are able to say with full assurance, "The Lord is my God." This has been Donald Moffett with Faith for Today, produced by Today Ministries Incorporated and heard each day on this station at this same time. You may have a free copy of this program by writing to this station or to Faith for Today, Box 4040, Station D, Hamilton, Canada. Ask for program 75/1. May God bless you with Faith for Today.